Thank you so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the three types of real estate buyers.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about pricing, or actually specifically overpaying for a property at the time you purchase, and how to frame that and make sure you're making good decisions at the time you're going into real estate, because the acquisition time is when the die is really cast on how you moved, how successful you'll be. Let's talk about how consumers move in pricing.
Well, it's an interesting process. You got basically three groups of buyers. You got the bottom feeders, and I mean bottom feeders. They are mudsuckers. They will only purchase if they think they're stealing something. And if they can't steal something, they're not going to buy. But frequently, they're going to sit there and watch. This isn't a steal. This isn't a steal. This isn't a steal. Time goes by. They finally make their move. Had they paid market at the time they decided to buy, they would be money ahead, which is absolutely amazing to watch.
They are purposeful in our marketplace too.
Right.
If we've got something that just isn't moving in the inventory, but it's got to, eventually it's going to get to the pricing where they sweep the bottom of the cage, so to speak. We don't mean to speak so lowly of you wheeler dealers, but they're purposeful. It's necessary. I've had investors come toward me with my listings, and the realtor representing them says they put 10 offers out a month for these people.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to try to find someone who's motivated enough to grab it.
Right. And that's an interesting process. I've had that happen to me also. And I just look at them thinking, well, okay, have fun. There's the 11th one. You might as well start forming the 12th one, because you weren't anywhere close to what the competition will do as they start bidding on the property.
The other buyer is someone who has the latitude, the resources, and the timing to do exactly what they want whenever they want.
Right.
I want that particular house, or that mansion, or that lay of the land, or that river frontage, and I can pay, and I'm willing to pay whatever it is. I don't even need to consider it relative to other activity in the marketplace, because it's probably a very unique market or property.
And that person summarizes real estate as I perceive it from an investment standpoint. It's a series of benefits that will be delivered to me as the owner of that property. It might be cash flow, it might be tax shelter, it might be principal reduction, the fact that tenant is making 12 payments a year to pay off my loan, and it could be increase in value.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.